Blog Talk Radio.
Hidden behind like trees and rocks and plants.
This is what they used to do to poor Carney Wilson.
Poor Carney Wilson.
Because they always hid the big girl behind boxes.
Or just shine a light on her.
It's like this is all.
And China would be all like.
They'd be like, this is all you can see if you're over, if you're over a size 10. Not fair for poor Carney.
No. Welcome to Lady and the Gent. I'm the Urban Gent.
Whoa, I almost lost one. And I'm Lady Hope. These are lovely strawberries.
Made by Monsanto.
Yes. If you want to, I know it's another show if we talk about genetically
modified food.
If you could get a shot of this berry, I don't think they encourage you that way.
Yeah, they don't.
It's almost the size of my head if I hold it like this.
And notice if you're watching on the YouTubes and the Ustream, we're on different sides today.
There was a theory that I was sitting too close to the supplemental lamp and therefore too pale. But the real reality is I don't go outside and I'm pale no matter where I sit.
Yes.
And now I think I'm more in the shadows and you can't see the sparkly sweater. So maybe
you want to switch? Switch
in the middle of the show?
Switch in the middle of the show.
Fine.
Okay.
I'm going to eat some of these crazy strawberries later, perhaps.
Okay.
That my dear boyfriend got for me, and some flowers at work, which I appreciated very much.
Yay.
Because I happily arranged them on my desk and took a picture and obnoxiously put it on Facebook.
Did you Instagram it too?
I Instagrammed it to Facebook to go back to last week's show about Facebook and Facebook envy and then using it to
get envy.
Feel good.
Yes.
What are you going to do? I had to do it.
Yes. Well, good. Good we segued into that because we have epilogues to Case of the Fake People.
Yes. I know.
So when I meant... When I mentioned...
Go ahead.
Remember last week when I mentioned that dude who liked that picture? And I was like,
ew. Picture of a boy that wasn't as cute as you.
Yes.
And you called your text.
I called.
Because you're like, and I was like, ew. That's what you said.
Yeah.
The guy liked someone who was not as cute as you.
Yeah.
Okay, so fast forward to what?
Last night.
Last night.
Oh my gosh, I haven't slept. Last night.
Still very fresh face. Go ahead.
Last night, one of my best friends told me that dude was sort of interested in me, the picture liking dude. And since I knew what he was liking on Facebook, I actually asked him what his type was. Not the guy, but my friend.
Okay.
And he goes, short, fat, white guys. And in the middle of gym bar, all you hear me is yell out, does that mean he thinks I'm fat?
So then Alex called me this morning and told me that story.
Yes.
While you were at Smashburger.
Yes.
Or this afternoon.
Yes. Feeling.
And I said no, because you were the opposite of those three things, you cuckoo.
Yes, I'm not white. I'm not short.
And you're not fat.
Yes.
No. So I'm saying he wants to move into exotic waters. And he's interested in somebody a little bit.
The Rihanna coconut water.
Yes. We're going to the islands, Alex. You're not Jamaican, but...
I don't know, Zataran.
I'm on a really island.
I'll make you a box of rice.
Is that obnoxious? I don't know, Snoop Dogg's Jamaican now, so...
Oh, yeah.
Snoop Lion.
Yeah.
But that's fine. So I can be, too.
And so ends Case of the Fake People. Now to You're in Love, Ready for Love.
Yeah, so I know you picked...
You got a woman, the mouse.
I know you picked that song. It has some significance.
Yes.
We should explain to the world.
Yes. That You're in Love by Wilson Phillips is actually, they wrote it. If you listen to how China and all of them talk about it, it's about a friend. It's not about being in love with someone. It's about a friend who fell in love and their friendship, like, you know, went through the ups and downs, but they still came back together. Yeah. So that is going to be the song I have to dance to at your wedding.
We're going to dance like yeah. We're at prom.
Yes. Leave room for the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Will do.
I love that idea. I remember when you were sitting next to me on my couch and you told me that.
Yes.
And I got a little teary-eyed. But I don't think things have... I mean, I know, I feel like we are breaking the, like, will and grace cliche.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no badness here with the said gentleman in my life.
Yes.
This is very fabulous.
The show hasn't jumped the shark like Leo, when Leo came into the picture.
That's what happened, yeah. So, yeah, Ed has our relationship jumped the shark.
Yes.
Well done. I think he's filming us right now.
Uh-oh.
He's doing the backstage.
Yes.
And by backstage, I mean standing by the closet.
That is backstage.
Yeah, it is.
There's a curtain and everything.
There is a curtain. And if you open the curtain, a whole lot of mess falls out on top of you because I need to organize my life. But I know what we wanted to talk about. Like, you wanted to explore the truth of, is it really worth it?
Yes.
For relationships.
Yes.
And I did spend what seems like 1,000 years single.
Yes.
And not to take away from the really great dinner I had tonight, but that also goes hand in hand with every really great Valentine's dinner I ever had with you, because we had a tradition where we would go to Steak and Ale, which no longer exists.
Doesn't exist.
And that was our thing, because Alex and I did find ourselves ironically single every Valentine's Day for
ironically
the 5,000
years. For the past, you know,
yeah.
Existence.
And we'd always go and have a fun time. And that, I think, if you want to take this day, and I know I used to hate it, and today I like it. And, yes, I like it because I have a boyfriend. Yes, that's a cliche. Right now, I don't care. I mean, I feel like I'm allowed to have the one little goofy moment.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know. And I'm sure I'll treat it like every other day, like, you know, every other couple in the world who thinks it's just a Hallmark holiday, which it is. I mean, it's a made-up thing.
But Michelle even explained that the energy of the numbers, the 1 + 4, is something conducive to love.
She can write us and tell us.
She can write. She can type
Michelle,
it in the
chat. Michelle, you can throw that up on the chat because we totally.
I don't have my phone. I'm charging my phone.
I'm charging my phone, too.
Yeah, look, we don't have our phones.
What are we
look
doing
at, we're listening to,
smartphones?
We're listening to,
no
we
hands.
Listen to our own advice on case of the fake people last week, and we're taking a half hour away off the grid.
I do have a friend, and I don't think she was listening to the show because I was talking to her at work to go back to that real quick, and then we'll go to Michelle just put up what we were talking about.
Okay.
She's, I think, 1 week strong of totally deleting her Facebook account. And she was very Facebook.
That?
My friend Nicole, she's a friend from work, and she's very Facebook heavy, and she always had a lot of awesome pictures of her doing stuff and having fun and all the vacations she took. But her brother was like, you can't exist without it, and she's like, I'll show you.
Oh.
She got rid of everything.
So it's like when
so
Buffy...
So she's doing very well.
Buffy did Hush.
Because
the show couldn't exist without the snappy dialogue. And
yes, and they were like, guess what we did? And that show won an award, yes?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I believe it did.
No.
But so, Michelle, we were talking about the 14th, and this number, 1 plus 4 equals 5, that we know.
Math.
Even me, who's remedial at best with math. 5 is the number of heart emotions representing freedom of expression. So I even think, and that's a great way to look at it, to take Valentine's Day in that direction for anyone, single or not, and use it as a positive. A couple years ago, maybe 3 or so, Valentine's Day was on a Saturday.
It was. Okay.
And I took that day to do self-portraits of myself because
I
used to feel
that.
Like all smushy and gross. And I was like, no, I'm going to do something positive for me. And I spent the whole day dressing up, doing hair and makeup, and tying little fake butterflies in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I set up my camera, much like I did for the photo shoot for him and I. And I spent all night doing self-portraits. And get a little...
I see. It's not Maker's Mark.
I know. Well, even though they took some of the alcohol out, it's okay. And so I should put like one of them up like back in the day on our website to show everybody. I was really proud of them, and that was something that I was like excited to do. It was really positive, and I just focused on me. So I think if, you know, people would do that on this day and don't live into the sadness thing. But I remember the first time I actually hung out with you and bonded with you was during an anti-Valentine's Day party.
Where we burned bad poetry.
We read bad love poetry and then we set it on fire.
Didn't we go to McDonald's after that?
We probably did. We drank a lot of really awful cider ale.
Mm.
And we danced around a KMFDM in our friend's bedroom.
Cider Jack, because we liked that it looked like a KMFDM album.
Yes. And then I got really, really sick and threw up in the bathroom. And that was real nice. But I made it to my
door. Oh, that was what
I
went.
I was crawling down the hallway because standing up made me dizzy.
And Melissa opened the door.
So
and
I
I'm like,
okay, this flat to the floor. Yeah.
You made it all the way home on the shuttle.
I was on the shuttle like this. No one can, if you're listening, you can't just see. And I remember you stared at me nervously thinking, is this girl going to make it?
Yes.
But, you know, I pulled through.
So it's interesting that you brought that up, that you did that whole self-love portrait thing.
I'm still really proud of it.
Yeah.
You know, because I used to be really bummed out. I used to take this day as a reason to be negative.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a green light to be like, well, it's Valentine's Day, so I'm just going to be pissed off and negative and eat my feelings. We all do it. I still do. Come on, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to do. And I was like, no, not today. You know, I wanted to break just the cliche of me and how I usually respond, not to point fingers at anyone else, but I know how I usually was, so I didn't want to be like that anymore.
Because that's always the toughest question with me sometimes in my head. And I know this is like my ego talking.
Right.
But it has to talk. I can't suppress it. Like suppressing it will just
you have to let it talk because you have to hear, you have to say everything and think everything and then work through it.
Mm-hmm. Because that whole thing where everybody says, well, you have to love yourself first.
Yeah.
You have to love yourself first or you can't find anybody. How many people do you know don't love themselves and are with somebody for ever.
Yeah. You know what, though, and my darling boyfriend can attest, I still have in trouble with that, too.
Yeah.
Like, and this is something when we're talking about relationships and that you've noticed, your chin is lovely, that, right, how am I self-conscious, that I'm still working through that, and I even think being in a relationship pushed all of that forward to the front of my head, so I'm learning a lot about myself right now. And some of it's a little scary because I'm learning about how I still have a lot of insecurities and I still have a lot of fear in me. So I'm learning to finally deal with all that and to let it go because it's not going to be healthy for me in a relationship if I'm always like nervous and worried and being like, well, I'm just still ugly.
Because
nobody.
No, yeah, we're
nobody,
not the Muppets.
I know.
Us camera guys.
I know. Because nobody's gonna. I know you're not Waldo over there. You know, because that's gonna be tiring and old, and who wants to hear that from either end? So that's something I am very happy and glad. But then there's a lot of new stuff that's almost like I'm being forced to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
You like finally get rid of this in your life, and that's my lesson, I'd say, from starting to be in like a big kid relationship, mature, not the little piddly dumb ones that went nowhere
puppy
when I was
love,
younger. Yeah,
love.
Unrequited, depressing, how many stories and how many times have you seen me cry and cause you that's what
I do have enough to hold.
Oh my God, the songs and sad and crying without
and all the mixtapes.
And all the bad food.
For you, it was like to have and not to hold.
That
mine was so
much. Oh, God, yeah, to have and not to hold. That was like the Christopher song.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And mine was Silver Springs for, like, everybody.
Everybody.
It still is, I guess.
And then insert whatever Nine Inch Nails song there, and I get angry and throw things around the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That's part of it, too, and that's part. And that's also part, because I remember when I first started dating, you said it. You said you were ready. And I even was telling Ed this before, there wasn't a lot of stuff in college or anything because I just think mentally I wasn't there yet.
Okay.
I was still immature. I was still, like, in a lot of turmoil. So that wasn't going to be conducive to a good relationship. you know. And so, as even as kooky as I am now, and we're all working through our issues, I'm decidedly less kooky to be open to have someone else in my life and, you know, to share that and not have it be crazy Allison going crazy.
Going crazy all the time.
Because I always think, and, you know, I think back to my, to me being in that age and that mentality, and I definitely wasn't, would have been, if I was in a relationship, it probably would have been a bad one. Or just would have been unhealthy, or the guy would have been kind of a jerk, and I would have been crying all the time. Because I was attracted to those type of guys.
The thing I always admired about us, or...
I always admired about us should be like our new phrase.
It should. We will. That'll be our slogan.
We have merchandise. I know everybody's clamoring for that. It's a consumer-driven world. Go ahead.
But we never wanted to settle, and we couldn't be with someone just to be with someone.
Yep. We were always happy to be like, I'm cool, I'll still be single.
Yeah.
Because I saw friends settling, and it made me mad.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, you know, even in their relationship.
Yeah. Because that's the damage from me. I've always seen a lot of dysfunctional relationships.
Yeah.
And I have that quote in my laptop bag. I didn't want to bring it up now, but I guess since we're talking about it, that whole thing. Remember I called you after, of course, I was like listening to Hay House one day.
Yeah.
And we date our parents or something. What was that quote? We date to make up for our parents.
It was really good. And I actually did want you to bring it up for this, even if it's like kind of heavy.
It was
something about dating to fix your childhood.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting.
So that's the thing, because with me, and I really thought about that, with you, it could be whatever, you know, whatever issues you're working through with male or female roles in your life.
Exactly.
So I never had a dad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So to me, if we date our parents and I'm trying to date my father and make up for my father since he's never been there, it's easy for me to equate not having someone there. If that statement is supposed to be true, subconsciously true, or universally true, if you give truth to that statement, then my problem, quote unquote, would be that I don't need to have a male figure there because my father was never there.
Right.
So I really thought about that. So that's why it's easy for me to say, ugh.
That's why it's easy for you to just dismiss.
Yeah, and in class it was all like, oh, I got over my fear of rejection.
I know,
even
that was
I've been rejected a million times.
Yeah.
And I got past that even after like last year's romantic comedy moment
and
all that stuff. Now it's the whole thing, I don't want to be vulnerable again.
Yeah. So is that what you feel is your hurdle or whatever you want to call it?
Because even...
You do become very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh.
More than I felt like I've ever had.
Because the instant someone looks at me, even when
even this you guys.
Yeah, even when Royce told me last night that story, I could feel it. The defenses, it's like all my nuclear warheads are set.
You get your finger on the button.
Are set to Cold War status.
That's tough.
And I won't bring it down.
You can't be in DEFCON 5 as soon as somebody's like, hey.
Yeah, it's all.
You're like, what?
It's all land of confusion. I'm going to wake up
and put the
like Reagan
button.
And hit the nuke button
hit
by
nuke
action.
Instead of nurse.
Uh-huh.
That is intense, my friend.
It is.
Now, here's the rub. Do you...
Love that statement. Now I want dry rubbed ribs.
Hamlet. That's great that you could Hamlet dry rubbed ribs. That's from Hamlet.
Rub.
Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that it is.
Okay.
I know it's Shakespearean. So with that knowledge that you have of yourself, and that's the other part of, I believe, all this. That's the other part of what's great about us. We do this every time.
Yes.
Is... For all of our inherent crazy messiness, at least very clear-headed in it, I think. And that's another thing I've learned, and even learning in my relationship and when I've had kooky moments, I've explained, I was like, look, I have problems. Here they are. I'm working through them. And so I'm just like, I'm crazy and blah.
I'm crazy. That's what you have to do.
So at least you know that's one of your things. And are you taking steps to work through it, or are you only at the process where you're, like, knowing's half the battle, so now you have the knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
It takes the time it needs to take, and you'll get there when you're ready, so it's not like you have to force it or anything. But at least you know that you're armed and dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And, you know.
Hold on tight. You know he's a little bit dangerous.
Should we tell that guy that you're ready to blow him up?
Yeah, exactly.
He should duck and cover.
Uh-huh.
Does that work?
I won't let him in.
That's a safe way to... So now that's an interesting thing. So now that... Okay, so you liked him, and then you were a little annoyed with the Facebook thing. You're like, yeah, he likes that guy. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
And now you found out he likes you. Do you like him less? Is this putting you on the spot?
No.
Is that part of it, do you think? Like, when it becomes a reality, is it like, eh? Is it, like, not as fun anymore?
No, I don't think I like him less, because the same thing I felt for rom-com guy is kind of... It all comes down to, remember in class when I was missing Tim
a
lot,
and
they told us
I remember that whole period of time.
And they told us that...
Do you want to explain who Tim is real quick?
Maybe not.
I don't know. A thing. A special guy.
Well, you know the story better than I do. Apparently, I never knew this.
That Tim liked you.
Yeah.
Tim told me that he really liked Alex in the co-ed bathroom of a gay bar in the city.
And Excel, like, the old Excel.
You were really drunk? Probably. And I was like, oh my gosh, you got to tell him. And I don't even know why he did it. And he told me that night we're all there together.
Because previously
and I was
on
excited for you, and then it didn't happen.
Because previously it surprised me, and this is part of the damage.
Yeah.
So damaged. Oh gosh, we're better than Glee. Anyway.
Please. Everyone should be watching us.
Part of the damage was that when we tried to date before, he brushed me off and said he wasn't interested. So when you told me that, I was surprised because he never would have admitted that. He never admitted anything about that to me. So that's like 10-something years ago, 13, 20.
It was, 20, yeah, wow.
20-something years ago.
Is that how long ago it was?
Math, 10?
I don't know, a lot.
Something. 2003, yeah. 2000, the towers just fell, so 2001. So part of when I was missing him a few years ago, they told us in class that you can't miss someone without them sort of thinking about you.
I remember that, yeah. That always, struck me.
Which fracked me up in the head even more, because they also said you can't have a feeling about someone with them without some part of them reciprocating it.
That is
another
really
thing that cracked me up about class.
That I'm like, wow.
And I was always just like, oh, but that doesn't seem to be the truth. I mean, because then you learn more about free will and all that crap. But,
yeah, true.
But that doesn't, I always was like, okay, let me test that theory.
So it's
and
like
that always,
thing that echoed in your head a little.
Mm-hmm. And that never seemed to be the truth of what happened in the physical. So that's when I really started to doubt that theory.
Right.
That, and then it would be like everything works itself out in the subconscious if you dream someone, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's great and all.
Right.
But that doesn't work for what I want right now
and
here in my face.
Yeah.
And, so when it was, and Dan can attest to this, when it was like with rom-com guy this past fall, you know, I had that feeling, like that instant, that gut feeling about it, and always trust your gut. So I was like, okay, this could be something mutual.
Mm-hmm.
When it turned out that it wasn't, bam. That's when it went to DEFCON 3.
That's when you were like, I'm going to blow up the
so
world.
when I see this dude now, it goes to DEFCON 5 because I'm getting that same gut feeling.
Yeah.
And to have someone tell me that it's right, is not sitting well with me, which is ironic. Isn't that awful?
Damage, good.
You know,
but, no, we're not going
to... Stamp it on my head.
It's fragile. It's fragile. It's not damaged. And if it's damaged, we can fix anything because, you know, you know how much... Here, can I be like a beacon of hope?
Yes, Lady Hope. You're supposed to be a beacon of hope.
Here's the name that I was given. This wasn't anything that I was trying to be clever or funky. It's actually my middle name given to me by my two parents.
Oh,
so I was
Hope
named
this.
Yes. Feel the vibration.
Feel the vibration. R.I.P. Lolita Holloway.
So how... screwed up in the head was I about my self-image and everything like that? And, like, honestly believing every day that no one could love me.
Yeah.
Like, I was a mess.
You were a Lifetime movie
and
for a while.
Told, like, I told my boyfriend this.
No one's ever going to love you.
Yeah. Yeah, that, unfortunately, or fortunate, whatever, maybe it's a bad thing, but that was the, one's ever going to love you was the wacky catchphrase that ping pong between you and I. Perhaps it's unhealthy, but it's what we used to do. Because we used to laugh at our pain together. And I honestly thought there's no way anyone ever would. I always have all these friends, and everyone likes me, friend. But because it had never happened before,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I honestly wasn't thinking about it or I was focusing on other things, this guy that I started to know came into my life, and, like, all of a sudden I was like, what? And then it's just, that's how it happened. And like, every dumb cliche, everyone's like, I at least expect it. And then that's what happened. And I was like, oh, they're right. What the heck? And that's what it was. It wasn't me. And this did work for some other people, was like trolling the internet and finding things. The internet thing didn't work for me so much. So I was getting bummed out about that. And then people setting me up with friends didn't work, but in a weird way it did, because that's how I met my boyfriend. He was a friend of a friend that I got set up with. That was really horrible date, and then just became friends with him because he was cool, and
yeah.
Go fig, you know, and that's how things worked out. But I also feel like you had said, and I felt like I was more readier. I was more readier for it. I understand.
It's a show of me.
It's a show of you being like, Bah
humbug.
Yeah. But, you know, that's kind of how I was, you know, it kind of, I wouldn't say fell into me, but I was just, once I started to realize more, I'm like, oh my gosh, this could be real. Whoa, is this how it happened?
And to leave on some cliffhangers, the irony is, too, that even after the surgery and stuff and working out, and I'm down like almost 40 pounds.
That's awesome.
It goes up and down a little. Everybody struggles with that.
I'm 5 to 10 pounds. I'm struggling
just goes
with
on
like
and off
the
your
last
body.
More than 10.
Yeah, but I mean, there's always that fluctuation too.
Yeah, it almost seems like different months are different.
But it's harder because I get more attention and I'm not used to it. Or sometimes I think I got more attention when I was fatter.
Yeah.
Mark and Paul really did a number on me. Anyway.
But it almost feels like you want to get out of your head a little with it, too. You know, because if you're so focused on that, it's all you're going to see, and it's going to drive you bonkers. My advice to you is to maybe pursue the guy who likes you, or at least be open to it. Maybe let him present hello.
I have two current embargoes right now.
Yes.
No Hispanic guys. He's not Hispanic. And no New York City guys.
So they're
sanctioned right now.
You're always in New York, though. Oh, you mean guys who live in New York.
Yeah,
okay.
They're sanctioned right now. I have a sanction like we have against North Korea.
And is it because, you're the one with the nuclear missile.
They have weapons of mass destruction.
You've got those.
They are weapons of mass destruction. And I don't feel like Armageddon.
But
right
I guess, honestly, like in coming towards the end, I guess you have to do right now whatever you feel is good for you, because you still have to take care of yourself. I want you to be happy, also. You know? And so you've got to just feel like you're ready when you're ready.
Okay.
You know?
Well, okay. We've prattled on. We're going to leave you on a cliffhanger as unresolved.
Happily ready.
And next week we're doing When You Were Young. It's actually it's going to be on a more serious tip. It's going to be about the people we've lost to suicide and how we can and can't cope with it.
Yeah.
So that's them.
I think we're going to have a guest on too for that.
Okay. And on that note, to be prepared next week, listeners.
A little more serious. But thank you guys for listening and watching, as always.
For listening.
Happy Valentine's Day for however that entails. You're with yourself or lots of people or one person or no people. That's awesome.
All right.
And enjoy yourself and have fun.
Cue the music, Michelle.
Thank you. and good night.